Frank, if you could only hunt one species in Alaska, what would it be?
It would be sheep hunting in Alaska. That's pretty easy for me to answer that question. Like we talked about in an earlier question, I just like the mountain hunting and hiking the mountains and camping in the mountains and exploring and backpack hunting on my own and the places that it takes you and the sights that you see when you're up on the ridges and glassing for sheep. And so, yeah, that's kind of an easy one. And then goats are right in there second because they take you to some pretty nasty, extreme places too. So just the climbing and high mountain hunting is what I like to do most in Alaska.
And do you see yourself doing that as you get older and, you know, into your...
Well, I'm going to do it as long as I can. I'm not giving up yet. Like I say, yeah, I'm going to keep trying to tip them over. So, yeah, I got quite a few years left in me, hopefully. So, but I'm not 18 anymore, but no, I still... You don't have to be fast either. You don't have to be fast up the mountain. And actually, slow is good, you know, when you're hunting and you just get up there. Just spending time up in the high country and just living up there and... Yeah, it's like a spiritual experience when you're up there for 10 days or something by yourself and hunting and it's living with the animals and people. A lot of people ask me they can't fathom how I can hunt so much so by myself, you know. And I don't know. I did a lot of hunting in the lower 48 and out west before I moved to Alaska. So I just learned to hunt by myself and I enjoy hunting by myself. I still enjoy doing those Kodiak deer hunts with other people and black bear hunts with other people. There are hunts that I do that I enjoy. They're kind of party hunts where you can do with one or two people, and those are fun, but I can do a solo hunt and just have just as much fun and not, you know, just on my own, making my own decisions and not having anyone to talk to. And not a lot of people can do that. A lot of people tell me there's no way I could go out for 7, 8, 10, 12 days by myself and not have any interaction with people, but I actually enjoy it. I mean, it's a, you know, it just charges you up and your mind's clear. You can think about so many things and you can hunt so much effectively and you just, no, it's a special hunting for me. So I like the mountain hunting solo.